everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. This, my friends, is a podcast solely devoted to the podcasting track of Blogworld and New Media Expo, meant to give you an inside look of what's going on in the industry-leading conference for the podcasting community. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back. Cliff Ravenscraft here from the Podcast Answer Man and your host for the Podcast Report. And I am delighted to bring to you this second episode where I am going to give you a little bit of insight and information about what's going on as it relates to the podcasting track for the June event coming up on June 5th, 6th, and 7th in New York City. And the first announcement that I want to make today is that the schedule of all 24 sessions for the podcasting track is now online. That's right. We have the session dates, times of each session, titles and descriptions, all of that online for the podcasting track. If you want, I've created a special shortened URL. You can go to gspn.tv/BWE schedule. That's like Blog World Expo schedule. All one word there, gspn.tv/BWE schedule. And that's going to show you all of that information for the podcasting track. Now, here's one thing I want to let you know. When you look at the bottom of each of those sessions, you'll notice that not all speakers are currently listed. I do have every single one of those sessions completely full. All the speaking slots are filled. It's just that we're waiting for some speaker agreements to come through. And once the speakers get those submitted, turned into our conference director, then they slowly are getting added to that list. But everything is on board. Everybody is confirmed. Wow, is it going to be an amazing Blog World this year? And you're going to hear that from two people today who are actually coming and putting together panel sessions for Blog World. We're going to talk to Daryl Darnell, and we're going to talk to Rob Walsh here in this episode. Before we do that, though, I want to take in a question that came in for me on my voicemail feedback hotline. Now, for those of you who don't know this, I have a Podcast Answer Man show over at podcastanswerman.com. I've been podcasting about podcasting since December 2006, and there's about 257 episodes out there now. And I basically answer a lot of questions about podcasting. However, today I'm taking one of the questions that came in for Podcast Answer Man, and I'm going to put it right here in the podcast report. And I'm going to use this as an encouragement to say, hey, if you want to call in and ask questions for the podcast report, give me a call. My voicemail feedback hotline is 859-795-4067. Again, that phone number is 859-795-4067. 4067. Just in your message, mention that it's for the podcast report. I'll try to include it in an upcoming show. Let's go ahead and turn over to that voicemail now from Ken and see what he has to say.
Hi, Cliff. This is Ken Blanchard of KenBlanchard.com. I'm calling for the Podcast Answer Man. I've been podcasting for about 5 years, but having just found you, I think I can learn from you. My best show is called The Urban Shooter, and it's the pro gun variety show. Well, my question actually deals with Blog World. I got a fear of New York City, actually, and it'd be my first time going to a convention like this. And I want to know what you think I would benefit most from. And if I only wanted to go for 2 days because of cost, what were your thoughts? Appreciate your feedback. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, Ken, thank you very much, my friend, for calling in. And congratulations, by the way, for being in the field of podcasting for 5 years. Going back that far, you'd certainly had some experience. That here's what I would want to say is not only what benefit are you going to gain from being there, but what benefit would we lose if you weren't? So you have 5 years of experience, and there are going to be people at this conference that have less experience than you do. And one of the main benefits for me of any conference that I attend is actually networking and getting to know other podcasters and sharing stories and all of those different things that you have learned as far as techniques and all of the things that you have figured out as far as engaging your audience. It's not just sitting in sessions and learning from people, although that certainly is going to be one of those main benefits as well. But it's also you having the ability to connect with other people, other podcasters, other people who speak your language, if you will. So networking, I think, is going to be one of the biggest benefits. And I think it's actually not just a benefit you're going to get from people, but it's a benefit you're going to come and bring to New York if you do come. The other big benefit, of course, is that you are going to have the ability to sit in on sessions which will help you take your podcasting to the next level. And I'm talking about just about anything you want to learn, whether it's growing your audience, building a better, deeper engagement, relationship with your community, whether it is building a community around your podcast, whether you want to start making money or monetize your podcast, whether you want to learn how to be more creative, maybe you want to start doing interviews. Maybe you want to learn about some equipment options that you hadn't previously thought of. All of that and so much more is going to be included there at Blog World. And it's New York City. There's nothing to be afraid of. One of the things I would recommend is just turn off the nightly news, because those things are so scary anyway. But life is good, and the city of New York is just beautiful. I've been there several times now, and I have loved it more and more each time I go. It's a great place to be. And the cool thing is once you get there and you attend the conference, you start making some friends with people there, you're going to be so busy and so connected with other people. You're going to be surrounded by a community that will become like family to you. I really do believe that. Now, the other thing I want to say as far as your, you know, which days should you come if you were deciding that you only want to come for 2 days? Normally, you know, there are 3 days of the conference. Now, I will say that there are only 2 days, which is Wednesday and Thursday, where they actually have the expo floor open. And I guess if I had to choose 2 days back to back that you would want to attend, that maybe it would be, you know, add a little bit of additional benefit over and above the other ones, I would say Wednesday and Thursday, because the expo floor is open. There's this thing called the Podcast Pavilion that we'll talk about more in a future episode. But, you'll be able to mingle with more people who are just walking around the expo floor. And I think that's helpful. However, with that being said, I would recommend that you go to the schedule. Again, it's gspn.tv/BWE schedule, and have a look there to see what sessions are most appealing to you. There, it could be that it may be Tuesday and Wednesday that you may want to come just because of the sessions that are being offered. It's up to you. Go check it out. See what you think. And, I would love to see you there, Ken. And if you do come, make sure that you come up and introduce yourself to me. And it's going to be a great time. I hope that you can make it. All right, my friends, what we're going to do now is we are going to turn things over. I'm going to share with you two pre-recorded interviews that I recorded. The first one here is with my good friend, Daryl Darnell. I've got Daryl Darnell from The Fringe Podcast, and he has a wonderful podcast session that I know I'm not going to miss. Daryl, welcome to the podcast report.
Thanks, Cliff. I'm excited to be a part of this podcast, and of course, excited to be a part of Blog World as well.
Well, Daryl, I am delighted to have you leading up a panel session that is among one of my greatest passions, and I want you to be the one to tell people what the title of your session is and describe what the session's going to be about, who's going to be in it, and what you're going to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, the title is Tips and Techniques for Building a Successful Fan Podcast. And when thinking about a fan podcast, we kind of looked at it from a fully rounded way, I guess you could say. So what we do at the Fringe Podcast is we podcast about a television show, Fringe, that airs on Fox every Friday at 9, 8 Central. And that is certainly one type of fan podcast. We've also got Jay and Jack Glatfelter from the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A lot of people know Jay and Jack, and so there's a lot of people will be familiar with them already. So they're also going to be a part of the panel, and they're also kind of coming at it from the TV show fan podcast perspective. But we've also have two other members of the panel that I think are going to really fully round out the panel. One of those guys is Rob Cesternino from Rob Has a Podcast. Rob was a 2010 and a 2011 podcast award finalist in the entertainment category, and he covers a lot of reality TV show podcast or reality TV shows rather. He's got one for Survivor, he's got one for The Apprentice, and a few others. He was actually on two seasons of Survivor, so he also brings kind of an insider's look at how to deal with the network and how to build relationships with the network and different things like that. So Rob's sister Nina will be bringing this reality perspective to a fan podcast. And then we have Zach Logan from the One Piece podcast, and he was also a 2011 Podcast Award finalist in the entertainment category. And what Zach brings is the whole anime and manga fandom and perspective on collectibles and all of that stuff. He's got a great podcast that he does called the One Piece Podcast. So Zach is going to be bringing in, you know, his experience and expertise with that type of fandom. And that's almost a completely different type of fandom because it's not based on a TV show per se, like a network serialized drama or anything like that. It's a rabid fandom all in of itself and has a huge following. And so we're excited to have Zach Logan participating in the panel as well. So we've got Rob Sesternino from Rob Has a Podcast, Zach Logan from the One Piece Podcast, Jay and Jack Glatfelter from the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, and of course myself from the Fringe Podcast that are going to be putting together this panel for tips and techniques for building a successful fan podcast. We're going to be talking about how do you get started? How do you choose the right show? How do you try to build relationships with a network? How do you conduct an interview? And how do you try to get those set up? All of us have done various types of interviews with our respective genres, our respective shows. So we'll be bringing that experience as well. And then how do you produce a quality show week in and week out? What formatting options should you look at? And just all of the experience of all of us coming together to try to give, you know, our goal with this panel. And, you know, I look at it from my point of view. When I attend a conference, for example, for my day job here at Mardell, what I try to do is I try to attend a conference that I can walk away from that conference and have really good stuff I can take back and apply and do my job better. And so that's kind of the perspective we're bringing to this panel is we want to give folks really good stuff that they can take away, go home, put into action, and take their podcast to the next level if they're already doing a podcast, or build a podcast the right way the first time and really give them some really good practical take-home tips to advance their podcast. And so that's what they're going to be getting when they come to the tips and techniques for building a successful fan podcast.
And I just want to put out, for those who are listening to the podcast report here and you're thinking, a fan podcast, why would I do a podcast about a TV show or a book series or any other kind of things that just would have a lot of raving fans out there already in existence, and you can become that uniting force out there or one of the uniting forces to bring fans together. And I just want to say, first and foremost, I got started in podcasting as a hobby when I started podcasting about the TV show Lost. And I'm almost positive I know the answer to this, but Daryl, how did you first hear about me?
Oh, through the Lost podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, your weekly Lost podcast.
And after listening to the weekly Lost podcast, you soon found out that I had other various podcasts. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I wanted to tell people, and many people listening to this show may not know this, but Daryl works for Mardell. If you go to mardell.com, and he came to me one day and says, hey, we want to talk about potentially sponsoring, you know, a show that you guys are doing. We really love what you guys are about. And we have this, you know, website that we want to promote. And I actually came to you and said, you know, I don't know that the Lost podcast would be the best, you know, fit for this, but here's another show that my wife and I want to start. And 4.5 years ago, with zero subscribers, you guys agreed to sponsor for a flat fee per month, which isn't cheap, by the way. Right. You guys came on and became a sponsor, and you guys have sponsored us for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And that all got started because of a Lost podcast, a fan podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And that'll be another thing that we talk about in our panel is how do you take your podcast and branch out. Some people may not have that desire. They just want to have their fan podcast and do it to the best of their ability, and that is great. But some people have a desire to take what they've started in a fan podcast and branch out to other podcasts and maybe in other genres. We've done that. We started the Fringe podcast in 2008, and we did that for a few years. And then in 2011, we decided that we wanted to branch out. And so we started Golden Spiral Media over at goldenspiralmedia.com. And our second podcast, the first branch, I guess you could say, was the Cutting the Cable podcast. And now we've got Portable Orchard podcast, Dad Hacker podcast, and Triple Cast, in addition to the Fringe podcast and Cutting the Cable podcast. We have five podcasts that we do now. Jay and Jack have branched out. They have a lot of things that they're doing over there, similarly to what you've done. You know, I don't know if you, when you started with the Lost podcast, if you plan on getting where you are today, but you started at a point and it just branched out and you grew. And I know you made the decision earlier this year to kind of prune back a little bit. But that's all part of how do we do this? What's the right path to take? If I do want to grow, how do I do that appropriately? Do I, you know, you don't want to grow too fast and overcommit yourself and water down your content? All of those things are things to consider, and they'll be part of our panel discussion as well.
Let me just give one other reason why somebody who's listening to the podcast report should consider attending your fan podcast panel. And this is, it's for something that I call that gateway content. Mm-hmm. It is a gateway content strategy. And so I started the opposite way. I started with the fan podcast, had no intention in building a business or a brand or anything. It just all happened naturally through the process. But today I do have a business. I do have a brand, and I do have several different ways that I monetize the work that I do. And one of the things that happened last year is somebody told us about these books called The Hunger Games, and they were going on and on about it. And then all of a sudden I hear somebody else talking about these books, The Hunger Games. And then all of a sudden I'm hearing everybody talk about these books. And then all of a sudden I hear that a movie's coming out. And finally, somebody very close to us, we were on a cruise, and somebody very close to us was telling us about the books, and it sounded, we were genuinely interested in it. And so we looked up the description. It's like, wow, this does sound interesting. And so we got the books. And as soon as we read the first chapter, it's like, we're podcasting about this. We're going to do the Hunger Games fan podcast. You can go check it out, hungergamespodcast.com. Here's the thing. We've never done a book fan podcast before, but we figured we'd give it a shot. We started a year ago, and I was able to bring in about 6,000 brand new subscribers to our network who had never heard of Cliff and Stephanie before within 30 days as a result of launching that. And by the way, when the movie came out, and of course, we started the books, covering the books a year ago. And when the movie came out, I'm on a virtual private server. I'm not on shared hosting. I'm on a virtual private server. When the movie came out, for 3 days, my site was taking about 90 seconds to load because of the traffic that Google was sending when people did a search for Hunger Games podcast in Google, and hungergamespodcast.com came up. And we've added about 30 to 40,000 new people who are out there recognizing our brand and then getting to know us through that podcast and then shuffling into some of my other ones. And even if only 2% of those people land into podcastanswerman.com and sign up for my mailing list and start buying products, that, my friends, adds a lot to what mm-hmm. I'm doing.
Absolutely, it does. And you know, the numbers that you just shared are just astounding. But it's all possible.
It is all possible. My friends, go check it out. And matter of fact, if people want to get an idea of what you're doing, where can they find your podcast at, Daryl?
Yeah, the Fringe podcast is thefringepodcast.com. And as we've developed Golden Spiral Media, we're migrating all of our content over there. The Fringe podcast is such a big brand. We've kept it over at thefringepodcast.com. But we also publish it and all of our content over at goldenspiralmedia.com.
Well, I know that I will be sitting in on your session personally. I made sure that when I was putting the schedule together, I'm definitely there. So I absolutely love fan podcasting. I am so delighted that you agreed to put together the session and to kind of lead that for me. And I think it's going to add a lot of value to our podcasting track. So thank you so much, Daryl.
Thank you for the opportunity, Cliff. I'm excited. I can't wait to be at Blog World and to meet all the amazing people that are out there in the podcasting community. It's going to be a great time.
All right, there you go. That was my interview with Daryl, and I want to make sure that you guys check out tips and techniques for building a successful fan podcast. It's going to be an excellent, excellent panel. And being somebody who's a fan podcaster myself, I can tell you right now, the joys that come along with that, it's just out of this world. It is unbelievable. Hey, I'll tell you what, we got another interview. Now we're going to turn things over to Rob Walsh. Let's go and see what Rob and I had to say a little earlier this week. All right, my friends, I have Rob Walsh from Wizard Media, Libsyn, great friends of mine. And Rob's been a podcasting pioneer from the early days. And I am so delighted to have you on here to talk about your involvement in the podcasting track for NYC. Rob, welcome to the show.
Cliff, thank you so much for having me.
You are leading two different panel sessions for NYC. And I would love for you to tell us a little bit about what those sessions are, who's going to be on them, and what you're talking about.
One session is with Mer Lafferty, and we are going to be talking about interviewing, how to do good interviews. For those that don't know Mer Lafferty or myself, we co-authored Tricks of the Podcasting Masters together back in 2006. And so this is fun for both of us to get together and be on a panel together and work together on the session. And we're going to tell you the importance of why to do a good interview, how it helps as a podcaster to help promote your podcast by, you know, going out and finding people that have some good connections, interviewing them, and making a good, solid interview. I mean, if you do an interview where that person sounds good, where you do some editing, make them sound better than they've sound in other interviews, why they're going to go ahead and promote that and promote you for doing that interview. And then we're going to tell you some tips and tricks on the style side, and then also on the technical side on how to record a good Skype interview to make it sound brilliant, and how to record face-to-face, and why maybe like when you're at a trade show, while you're face-to-face with someone, why it's better to use one mic instead of two.
Just for the sake of teasing folks, give me one piece of advice of let's go to the why it might be better to use the one microphone at a trade show. Let's go ahead and give people that so they can be prepared to get a feel for what you're going to share.
Absolutely. You're at a trade show. Oftentimes you're talking to a sales and marketing guy. And if you put a microphone in his hand, you're not going to get him to shut up. But if you're holding that microphone and you're putting it in front of his mouth, when you decide that he spoke enough, you just pull the microphone back away. And now you can ask him another question and move on. So you actually, as the interviewer, have much more control of that interview situation when you're interviewing someone at a trade show rather than giving them control, which is you really never want to do with somebody in sales and marketing. They'll just go on and on and on and on, speaking from someone from sales and marketing. Right. And the other thing is when you're if you want a more casual environment where, you know, you want it to be more laid back, say something like a Marc Maron, a WTF, that's where it's better to have two microphones and then just let that person go. So, you know, there's different times to use one mic versus two mics.
What's the other session you're putting together?
The other one I'm putting together is the monetization of podcasting, how the different ways you can monetize a podcast. And we're going to go over the 11 or so different main ways you can monetize via podcasting. And in that panel session, I have Hemda, who is from Keith and the Girl, and they've been monetizing podcasts for 6 years. Their podcast, that's been their main business, her and Keith. So she's going to talk about some of the different ways they monetize. Also in that panel session, we're going to have Ken Plume, who is the producer and behind-the-scenes guy for the Smodcast Network. So talk about many different ways that Smodcast has been able to monetize podcasting. And then also Paul Culligan, from paulculligan.com, and Paul's been involved in monetizing podcasts since the very beginning. I mean, he's been there pre-iTunes, and he can tell you some of the different ways, especially on the premium side, that he's been involved. And each of them are going to get 10 minutes to talk about how they've been involved with monetization. I'm going to talk a little bit from the Wizard Media Libsyn side, of how we've done some monetization, and then 20 minutes Q&A for everyone to ask what they want to know or what questions they have about making some money from podcasting. Yes, you can do it. And we're going to talk about the different ways technically that it's possible.
There's going to be many more folks that you want to attend the session for, but give me about four different ways people could monetize their podcast.
Right. Obvious one is advertising, and then that breaks down to CPA advertising versus CPM advertising. We'll get into that in the session. Then there's through selling memorabilia. So through selling tchotchke stuff for swag for the show. There is the premium way. So you're selling content, premium episodes. And then another way, I guess we'd be talking about is creating a network of shows. So those are some of the different ways that we're talking about.
Well, Rob, I am so excited. Anything else that from your experience of attending Blog World in the past and the previous podcast New Media Expos that you can just tell people why they ought to be coming out to the Blog World and New Media Expo in NYC this June?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be at every Blog World there's been and every New Media Expo. And it's really great to see this year that you're running the tracks, that they're actually called podcasting tracks again. So, I mean, you know, that was something I've been yelling at Rick that, you know, you really need to put more emphasis on the podcasting side. And they really have done that this year, putting you in charge of it and having 24 tracks versus sometimes it was just six, you know, for podcasting in the last couple of years or eight. So they've really grown the number of podcasting tracks. Some great podcasters. I saw the list of people that are going to be there. So if you are at all interested in podcasting, Blog World's a great place to go and connect and get to some sessions and really understand how to expand your audience, how to monetize that audience. I mean, that's the two key things. If you're interested in either or both of those, Blog World NYC this year is going to be the best Blog World to date on how to do that.
Excellent. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to the podcast report for me.
Oh, Cliff, thank you for having me on. And again, look forward to seeing you in June.
Alrighty. Well, I'll tell you what, my friends, you definitely want to check out Rob Walsh's two sessions that he is going to be leading. It's going to be the 411 on recording and producing a great interview, and also the multiple ways to make money with your podcast. Now, next up, before I actually close the show out here, I want to give you guys an update from Tim Berkwin. Who actually was one of the co-founders of the original podcast expos Expo. And he had listened to the first episode of the podcast report, and he wrote this in the comments section on the website. He says, "Good show, Cliff. Just wanted to clarify one point that Rick said. The blog post that I wrote about the last podcast expo wasn't about being discontent with the podcasting community. It was about my frustration with the trade show business itself. Rick's comment made it sound like I was discontented with podcasters, so I wanted to correct that. Here's a link to the blog post that I wrote back in 2008. And of course, I'll put a link to this in our show notes for episode number two here. He continues to write. He says, Emil and I still have a membership podcast and keep in touch with many other podcasters. I never did quit the trade show business. I still consult on several shows that I started and sold, and I'm always thinking about new show ideas." Well, there you go, my friends. I told Tim that I would definitely make sure to make that correction here in episode number two of the podcast report. And Tim, I just want to say thank you very much for listening to the podcast report, and hopefully we'll see you at one of the future events here coming up soon. Well, my friends, that's going to wrap it up for this second episode of the podcast report for Blog World and New Media Expo. Want to say sorry that I did not have an episode out last week. I told you I'd be here on a weekly basis up and through June when the New York City event takes place. I did, unfortunately, lose a very good and personal close friend of mine. So I took a couple days off last week to attend a memorial service. But I will be here next week, and I will bring you more updates about what's going on with Blog World New Media Expo, and specifically the podcasting track. My friends, I encourage you to go to blogworldexpo.com, sign up for the event today, get registered, use promo code GSPN10, and get 10% off. I'll talk to you next week, and until next time, take your podcasting to the next level.